Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When I was 19, opening up my first credit card, nobody freaking told me what a journey it would be, like what a mess it would end up being. And I feel like that's just not, you know, like that needs to be talked about more.
Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. I just wanted to give a shout out for anyone who is interested in being a guest. It is completely anonymous, so we'll let you choose a fake name and we will hide identifiable information so you can come on the show and share freely. It is a full hour to an hour and a half with me, Barbara, and we'll do a deep dive on your finances, where you're doing well, where maybe you're struggling, and come up with a game plan for how to reach your financial goals. To be a guest, you just need to put a submission in either on Instagram or on our website, www.futurerichpodcast.com. And you just need to be a female. As we've said before, this podcast is produced with Amy, Alex, and myself, so an all-female team. And our goal is to help improve financial education amongst women. So that is why we interview women about their finances. So if you're listening to this and you're interested in being a guest, please put in a submission on our website, www.futurerichpodcast.com, or send us a message on Instagram.
Thank you so much for listening to the Future Rich podcast. This is part two of a two-part episode with Violet. Part one aired last Friday, August 22nd. So if you have not listened to that episode yet, head over and listen to that episode first. It's a really good one. We hope you enjoy.
So that's kind of where... that was kind of like my, I guess, my jump off point of like, okay, I need to like buckle down and actually like fix this, because it's not going to be fixed overnight, but.
Right. And it's not going to get better until you acknowledge it. Right. Like,
yeah, it was a hard one, but here we are.
No, I think that's great. And I think that what happens is it's really easy to get caught up in saying like, well, I want to do this, you know, there's a concert I want to go to, so I'll just put the $200 on a credit card because everyone else is going and everyone else can afford it. So I'll just put it on and then I'll figure it out. And then you do that a few more times and then it just, and then the thing is the credit card company loves that because then you just pay the minimum and they charge you outrageous, outrageous interest. And it is hard, especially depending on where your friend group is and what their income levels, because I would imagine it varies. And so just because one person can afford it, doesn't mean everybody can. And that's a hard position. And so I think that's great that you said, like, I'm trying to pay off my debt. That's my priority. I'd be like, you can come to unlimited yoga with me at the yoga studio, or you come to my apartment, or I can meet you at a park, or you can come when I'm working bartending, right? Like you can come on Tuesdays and Saturdays I'm bartending if you want to come see me. But I think that's smart, because if your family and friends are supportive of your journey, it makes it a lot easier. Then you don't want to be around people who are pressuring you to spend money, because unless they're going to pick up the tab, right? Or like, you know, to give you perspective, when I bought this business, I took a very big hit in income leaving Wall Street to buy a business. And I would say my best friend would be like, oh, let's go to dinner. And I'd be like, I can't afford that dinner. And I had a lovely best friend who had never, you know, she hadn't come down in income like I did.
Okay.
And she's like, that's fine. We want you to come to dinner and we're happy to treat. And I'm like, I don't want you to pay. And she's like, well, we really want to see you. And this is where we want to go to dinner. So you're going to come and we're going to take care of it. And I'd be like, are you sure? So And that's the right thing to do as a friend, right? Like, I can't
Of
afford where
course.
you're going, and I'm telling you I'd love to see you, but I can't go there. I'm happy to meet you before, I'm happy to meet you after. And
Yeah.
so, and then, you know, there's like the thing is in life, money comes and goes. I'm a big believer of that.
Yes.
And people's situations change. And so I was very fortunate to have a friend who was very understanding that my situation had changed and was happy to treat. You know, I didn't feel comfortable doing that all the time, but it was nice, you know, to be
Right.
taken out to dinner when I couldn't afford to go to dinner. And then other friends who weren't in that position to be able to pay for me, we would meet at a park and we would bring our own meals. Like, I'd be like, I'll
Yep.
meet you in the park and I'm going to bring, you know, I'm going to make dinner at home, meet you in the park, and we'll have dinner together in the park. But there's a lot
Okay.
of ways where you can do it, but I finding those supportive people and making sure that your friends and family are supportive of your journey is very
Yeah.
important, because it's easy to get derailed if you're being pressured.
Yeah, and I think for me it's like a big part of my life is my relationships and my friendships and my family. Like I invest a lot of my personal time into the people in my life, and I know that they don't care about the money I make. Like they want to see me, and like and it's the same with them. Like I'm not friends with any of my friends because of what they have in their bank accounts or don't have in their bank accounts.
Right.
So it's just nice to know that like I was lucky enough to be upfront and honest with them. And like you said, everyone's in different situations. Like most of my
Right.
friends are married, two incomes. Like
That's totally
I'm
different. Yeah.
kind of the
Yeah.
odd one out where I'm doing everything myself, and that's tough. So yeah.
Yeah, it is. And I will say my friend was married at the time when I took the income hit. She was married. They had two incomes. They were very comfortable. And I
Yeah.
did like lose friends over it, because I had one friend who was like, well, it's my birthday. And I was like, I have no money. Like,
Yeah, I love you. Happy birthday, but
I can't come. And she's like, well, I was like, I'm happy to come to the restaurant for your birthday party, but I cannot eat. I'm happy to drink water, but
yeah.
I cannot afford $150 a night out. Like, I don't have the money. And she was like, well, it's just one night. That's what she said. And I was like, I don't have the money. I was like,
Right.
what would you like me to do when it comes to split the bill? I'm not putting it on a credit card and I do not have it. And it was a big
Right.
thing. I was like, I'm happy to go. And you know, in New York City, that wasn't very, you know, waitress. I felt bad for the waitress. Like, I would go and sit and drink water. The other friend who would pay for me, she'd be like, come to dinner. And if you don't want to eat, that's fine. You can just have water if you feel uncomfortable. Like, if we're going to a big group and like, I
Yeah.
would just sit at the table and eat the bread and drink the free water. And then they
I
would,
mean, yeah.
but my girlfriend didn't care. She was like, it's totally fine. Like, don't worry about
Right.
it. If they say anything, I'll deal with it. But this other friend was like, I don't understand why you can't just come to my birthday. And I'm like, because I literally don't have money. Like, I don't.
Yeah.
So I ended up not being friends with her after that, because it's super,
Yeah.
if you're not going to understand my situation, like, that's
Right.
super
She's
inconsiderate. Like, I don't have any money.
right. Choosing not to align with your goals and like you said, like what you said about it's temporary. Like I have to remember
Yes.
that too. Like it's not going to be like this forever. And you know, once I'm able to pay off, like, because I kind of, like I said, was talking to my dad, and he's a big Dave Ramsey fan. And you know, I think some of the stuff he talks about is helpful, but a lot of it I feel like is kind of outdated advice. But that's again just my opinion. But my dad was saying, like, once I pay off, like, one of my cards, like, for example, the
Yeah.
Amazon card, like, with the higher minimum that's already built into my budget, like, once that one's paid off, like, with, like, we talked about,
Yes.
like, my bargaining money, then I can move that 220 towards a different one because I'm already used to paying it. So I can
Yep.
add that to, like, the Capital One card or whichever other one, you know.
Exactly. And you can choose. So I had to do the Capital One because I was using the lowest balance versus the highest or second highest payment. So you could
Okay.
choose either. But I do like the idea of focusing on one and not your
Yeah.
largest. Like, I would do Upstart last because it's your biggest one. So
Okay.
I personally would start on one of the lower ones, because I think for you,
Okay.
it'll feel really good. Whether you do
Okay.
Amazon, Capital One, or Wells Fargo, they're really not hugely different in
Right.
terms of balances.
Yeah.
So if Amazon is your highest minimum payment at 220, if you get
Yeah.
rid of that one first, you'll take that payment plus keep your budget the same, and then you'll be able to tackle
Yeah.
it. And I
Okay.
think you'll feel really good about yourself when you start to see you can like cross it off. You're like, instead of four, I have three, right? And that'll start to feel
Exactly.
really, really good. And you'll see with all the discipline and having two jobs, like how it's paying off. And it is 100% temporary, 100%. So the more you stick to the plan, and not to say like don't beat yourself up if there's a month where it doesn't work out as well, because that's life. But if you stick to the plan, you're doing two things. Not only are you paying off your debt, but you're really, really harnessing your self-discipline, right? Of like, this is my goal, this is what I want in life, and I'm going to get it. And I'm not going to listen to outside forces. It sounds like you're very lucky that you have supporting friends and family, but that's for some people, that's also part of the lesson of like, maybe my friends are not as supportive as I thought they were with my journey.
Yeah, and what you just said about discipline like resonates with me because I do feel like just on a personal level, I could benefit from a little bit more discipline. And I think that once I show myself that it's possible, I can do it with something that's as important as my finances. Like it's almost like a radical act of like not defiance, but like self-love to
I was
like
gonna
let
say,
that
yeah,
bleed
self-love.
into other areas of my life. Like, and I think that's kind of what I need right now. So I'm trying to not view this whole thing as like, you screwed up and you did all this like bad stuff with your
No.
money and you're dumb. Like, I'm trying to really reframe it as you're just trying, you did what you could with what you had at the time and from what you knew at
Yeah.
the time. Like, I didn't know, like, when I was 19 opening up my first credit card, nobody freaking told me
Right.
what a journey it would be, like what a mess it would end up being. And I feel like that's just not, you know, like that needs to be talked about more.
Yeah, and well, so don't, you're not alone. I mean, our credit card debt in the country is like $1 trillion. So,
Whew, Lord.
a lot of people have credit card debt. Most people have credit card debt. Most people don't tell you when they're doing stuff that they're putting it on a credit card and might not be able to afford it, right? So yeah, I wouldn't have shame around it. Here's what I'd say. If you had done this for 40 years and now you're 60, right? And it's just the spiral of credit card debt over 40 years and now you can't retire. That's a very devastating situation, right? You have emergency fund, you have retirement savings, you're working for a phenomenal, employee-owned company where the statistics are the best in the country in terms of how much you would end up with retirement if you stay with them. So yeah, I would say this is an opportunity, a learning opportunity, right? So you tried out the credit cards and you found out it's not so fun and it's a bit of a slippery slope, and there's a lot of people, more people that care than care to admit it, that get stuck on the credit card slide, So I see it all the time on the podcast. And so I think what you should be happy about is you've recognized that you don't like it, right? And it's not helping you achieve what you want to achieve. You're basically getting some short-term satisfaction, but it's like long-term pain for that. And
Oh my
so,
gosh, yeah. It's a perfect way to put it. Like, because then I look at my life, I'm like, what do I have to show for it? Like, I live in a nice home, but like I rent and like not saying you have to own property to be successful. I don't really subscribe to
You
that belief,
don't,
but like
yeah.
I look around and I'm like, so what the hell did I spend it on? Like, it just seems so and I think for me, a huge part of it is money has always felt like an amorphous thing, right? Like never felt real. I know that's a really weird thing to say, but it's almost like you just swipe a card and you get a thing. Like, do you know what I mean? Is that making sense?
Yeah,
Like,
I mean, it'd be one thing if you said I have 25,000 in credit cards because I went to Tahiti with my girlfriends and it was a once in a lifetime and I know I have to pay it off for 2 years, but I didn't want to miss the trip and I know exactly what I spent it all on. But the hard part with credit cards, it's so easy and some of the stuff it would be hard to know what it was, right? So no, I think you're doing all the right things. I think the biggest thing is like recognizing that you want to get it paid off and you want to change how you're spending your money going forward, right? And honestly, to me, the most important, when you said bartending, I was like, oh, we can fix anything if you're willing to get a second job.
And I was thinking of getting one for a couple months anyway, because I'm just like, I live in a small town. Nobody lives near me. Like, my sister lives, I don't know, 20 minutes away, but even still, like, I was feeling kind of bored and like, you know, I want to meet people in the town, and extra money never hurts. And I have a bartending background and I genuinely enjoy it. And like you said, it's like a night out. Like, I get to put on a cute outfit and like eat for free and like talk to people. So I think that was,
Socialize.
it checks another box off of my list that I was looking to get checked. So
Yeah, I think it's great. I think for me, the hard part is when someone comes on with credit card debt and then they expect like I have a magic trick to get out of
Right.
it. And they're like, well, I don't want to work a second job and I don't want a roommate and I don't want to cut anything from my budget. And I'm like, okay, like we're going to rob a bank. Like, I don't know what the, what, like,
Well, and I,
not magic.
yeah, and I did toss around the idea. This is, I don't, you probably won't like this, but I tossed the idea around. I said, wow, I have all this money in my 401k. I should just clear it out and pay off all my debt now with, because that would cover everything and that would be a fresh start for me. And I was like, I can get the problem solved in like a couple of days. And I just like something felt off to me about it, but like
So I'll tell you what the problem with that is. The problem is, once again, it's a short-term solution for a longer-term problem, right?
Okay,
So
yeah.
it's a quick fix, but this, by doing it the longer way, right, over, let's say 24 months or a little
Yeah.
longer than that, is you're showing that you have the discipline to control your spending,
Yes.
right? You're gonna
Yeah.
fundamentally change your habits by saying no to things, working a second job and paying it off. And what can happen, I'm not saying it would happen to you, but what can happen is you get it all paid off, right? And then it goes away. And then you didn't have to work as hard to pay it off, and it can creep back up.
Yeah, that makes sense. And that's, I went to my dad about that and I said, oh, I could do this. He's like, I would literally rather give you a loan of my own money and have you pay it back than for you to drain your 401k because you won't learn anything and you're
That's
robbing your
exactly
future
right.
self. And
Yeah,
if you
so
don't keep that money in there, it's not going to grow.
right. And to give you perspective of what you would actually be liquidating if we looked at the future value of it, if we did it out to, God, if we did it to 70, you would die. Okay, so at 70, you'd be basically, the money is worth $500,000, your
Oh,
401k.
wow.
Yeah.
Holy, wow. Yeah, I'm
That's why
glad
you
that
don't want to
I.
do it. It's for
Okay.
two reasons. One, because the future value is so great because you're young. And I go out to 70, which I don't know if I'll get any hate on YouTube for this one, but with our retirement ages, for younger people,
Sure.
it's probably going to be mid-60s to late 60s, maybe early 70s. So I just
Yeah.
did that. But that shows you, without adding anything, with compounding of interest of 7.2%, if you had liquidated your 401k, it would be worth approximately 500,000 in the future. So you would be taking 500,000 to pay off $25,000. That would
Wow.
that's the trade. And the bigger
Yeah.
issue, that's huge. But then the second part of it is, you didn't go through the discipline of, okay, I'm going
Right.
to work hard so I see why. Because, like, once you go through this, you're most likely, because you're going to, if you put your head down and work to pay it off, it's going to change you and your habits, because you had to do
Yeah.
something really hard to fix it. And so you'll most likely, from what I've seen from people who have had to get out of credit, dig their way out of credit card debt, which is hard, they most often never go back into it because
Yeah.
of the work they put in to get out.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. And I think that's a big, how I ended up here is I had a bunch of credit card debt. I got the personal loan payment to pay it off, right? So I did that. And I'm back, I'm
Yeah.
paying off the stupid loan and I
Now,
found myself
yeah.
into more credit card debt. And a lot of that was situational. I was paying for a wedding that never ended up happening. I got laid off from a job. I kind of had to survive off credit cards for a little bit. So, those things aside, though, it's like so easy to slip back into it because you see the zero balance and you're like, oh, it's like
Yep.
free money. Girl, it's not free money. In fact, it's
No.
very expensive money.
Yes, it's very expensive money. But that's why I like the idea of, like, doing the second job. And when you're working, right, I'm doing this to pay off the credit card debt. And that will never leave
Yes.
you. Spending 2 years working to get out of it, that will never leave you. You're never going to forget that. And so the 401k,
Yeah.
like the Upstart loan, is fast and easy and doesn't really require a lifestyle change for you. And so I
Yeah.
often see, I met with somebody older, had a ton of credit card debt, liquidated the 401k to pay it off, and ended up back in credit card debt, and
Yeah.
finally got disciplined, like got a new car, got a roommate, finally got the debt paid off the second time, and now feels really bad because at least before there would have been a savings, right? And so now
Yeah, yeah.
at 40, out of credit card debt again, second time, which is great, but starting at zero at 40.
Yeah, that's rough.
Yeah, but and that's why your dad, I agree with your dad, I support that. And also, if you think about it, from the future value, it would be 500. But also, you want to change your habits, right? And this is a great
Yes.
way to change your habits.
100% yes.
And then as you make more money, which you will, right? Usually with the ESOP, you'll continue to grow. Then you'll have better habits and everything will just get easier. And you'll never forget the 2 years you bartended to pay off the credit card debt. It just will never leave you know? And that's fine. Like, I'll never forget at what it's like. It's very hard also to go from making money to not making money. I'll never forget, like, I remember every dinner, right? Like, I could just recall that. And that was 13 years ago. I won't ever forget not being able to go to a birthday because I couldn't afford to split the bill and having someone say to me, it's not a big deal, not knowing that I had no money, right? It just doesn't go away. And so my habits have stayed. I've been, not that I wasn't disciplined, I've always been disciplined, but I'm a lot more cautious than most people. And it's because for 2 years when I bought the business, I didn't have any money. I never knew how I was going to make rent or payroll, right? It's just something you doesn't leave you. And so I don't think I'll ever be a big spender because I went through that, you know?
That makes a lot of sense. And I do think it's like a lot of our society, it's they place a lot of importance and value in like always having the best next thing or like doing all these things. And like I do agree that like life should be lived and you should enjoy your life to the fullest, but I don't really think that should always require you to be freaking broke and like stressed about it 24/7. Like I don't know if it was, I saw it on maybe one of your TikToks or someone else's, but it was like money is a tool that should help you move forward in life. It shouldn't hinder you and it shouldn't be something that is always on your mind, stressing you out. And for a long time it was for me. So I need to take control and change the
Absolutely.
name.
And you can live an amazing life at any income level. But what I will tell you, the difference is not having financial stress is a game changer. So when you get rid of the credit card debt, or even once you know it's under, like now it's going to be under control, right? Now you have decided, I'm done. I'm not doing this anymore.
I cut them up.
I'm taking control back and I'm going to live my life how I want. But I'm going to have to make some changes for 2 years. And then after that, I'm never doing that again, right? Like I've decided. So now you took the ball back and it's in your court and you're in control of the situation. And even that will make life easier than it being out of control. And so you see all the stuff on, Instagram and everyone being able to do everything. And that isn't necessarily happiness. What I think it is having financial control and not being under financial duress, right? Like I think that is worse of like not knowing how I'm going to handle this or the bills coming in, right? I find that to be incredibly uncomfortable. And once you start to see these go down, you're going to feel so empowered. And that's why I don't think you'll ever go back to credit card debt.
And I guess I did have like a question or two. I don't know if there's like a
Sure.
question section or if we have time. I know we're kind of running over on time.
Yeah, no, I can do two more questions.
Okay, so I guess my question then is, because I have a couple of friends, because then I asked my friends like during this whole thing, like, so like what do you guys do in terms of like managing your finances? And my one friend was like, well, my husband and I, we put everything on a credit card, but then we pay it off in full every month. And then that way they can get points for different things like traveling and whatever. Like, I guess my question for that is obviously that is not a way that I need to be living right now because I'm not paying off my cards responsibly as they come in, but do you have any experience with anyone that you've worked with like that has come out of credit card debt and then learned how to like successfully use them to their advantage?
Yes, I have. I think right now I agree it's not for you right now, right? It's like not that it was an addiction, but it's like anybody that was struggling with something, usually the best thing is to cut it out, right? And then see if you can add it back in later. And usually how that would go is you'd have one credit card, right? And you'd say, I'm only allowed to put $1,000 a month on it because that's, I'm going to put these bills on it and I'm going to already have the money to pay it. And I would baby step your way back in, but I would only do one card. You pick the card that has the best return, whether that's points or mile, whatever it is that you're looking for, cash back maybe would be a good one. And then say, I'm only going to put these bills on it, and it's not something, and you could even auto pay those bills, and it's not something I'm just swiping. It's like, I'm gonna put the yoga is gonna go on there, the car insurance, right? And what it's gonna be every month, and then maybe it's
It's
something
fixed.
you don't even bring with you. It's just stays at home. And you could baby step your way in, but you have to be very mindful. If you end up going over and not being able to pay it, you have to cut it up right away.
Yeah, I mean that's obviously in the very far future, but I think
Very
that it
far
would
future.
be, yeah, I think it would be something that would be helpful to manage or to use to my advantage, I guess. Well, and then my other
Yeah.
question, it's also in relation to credit. So the Amazon credit card that I have, it's not maxed out, but it's close to its max because Amazon lowered my limit on it. So I think that's why I'm looking to pay that one off sooner
Yes. So
because I
then,
don't want it to really junk my credit up too bad.
okay, I completely agree. Yeah. So do that one first. It's not the smallest, but the other factor, the fact that they lowered your limit on it, so it looks like it's almost going to hit
Right. It
the
looks like it's
limit.
close to its max. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So then, yeah, focus on Amazon. It also will reduce your, it's your highest payment. So focus on that. And then I would put the whole 2000, whatever you get for your bonus on there. And then all your bartending money goes on there too.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I think that makes sense.
Okay.
And yeah, you could do it. 2 years will go by fast. I know it doesn't sound like it will, but it will.
Yeah. It will. You're right.
Yeah. Well, it was great having you on.
Likewise. Thanks for having me. I appreciate you.
Yeah, of course. And then I don't know. It sounds like you're close with your dad. I don't know. No,
Yeah.
maybe ish.
We have a we're very similar in personality, so you know we clash sometimes, but he's a very great resource in this realm where
Okay.
he has kind of been where I've been before. He owns a few businesses, so he's, you know, he's in that kind of work mindset and he
Okay.
understands like a lot about how to manage money and all that. So I've been leaning on him kind of as a resource and also sort of as a bonding experience, you
Experience,
know.
yeah.
So
'Cause I don't know if you would want to do this, but your interest on these credit cards, I'm assuming, is in the teens, if not in the 20s.
correct, yes.
The banks are paying around 4% for interest. So if your dad is a business person, you could go to your dad and say, I got a bartending job. This is my, you know, I'm planning on putting 500 a month on these credit cards. They're charging me, we'll just say 22%. What if I paid you 5%? It's more than you'd make in the bank, and I make the payments to you. Now, I don't know if you want to do that, but
Okay.
if he is a business person, you would be saving on interest. He would be making more interest than he'd be making in the bank. You would have to, you know, obviously you want to pay it on time.
Yeah.
So it just depends on your relationship with your father and if that's something you would feel comfortable doing. I'm just throwing it out there because you mentioned he was into the Dave Ramsey and he offered to
Yeah,
pay
yeah.
it instead of you
Yeah,
doing the 401k.
yeah, and I think for me it's like I like that idea, but I'm also trying to really take ownership of it and
Yep,
kind of just
yeah.
like
Do it yourself.
not 'cause exactly, like he took over my student loan. Thank you, Dad. Love you. You're the best. But, and I think, and for me, asking anything more is not something that I'm comfortable with, like from a personal standpoint. Like, I don't want to feel indebted to him in that way. I would rather feel indebted to a bank, which sounds kind of weird, but like he's my dad, and I want to keep our relationship kosher.
Relationship.
Like he, you know, he offered to pay the student loan, so I'm like, all right, that's good. I didn't ask for any money because I don't want him to pay my way out of this. I want to take care of it myself.
Yeah, okay. I was just thinking, is it a trade for interest? But I agree with you.
Okay, yeah.
I think you can do it. Yeah, I wouldn't ask him for the money. It's just if you want it to lower the interest, you could pay him more than he would get. But I completely agree. I wasn't sure about throwing that out there. So yes,
Yeah.
let's stick with the
Okay.
plan. You'll tackle Amazon first.
Yes.
Yeah, and you can do it. I think the bartending job is great. Every time you're there, you're like, I'm getting rid of these credit cards. That's why I'm here. You're like,
Yeah, it motivates me to go to someone, "Hey, you want another drink?"
I was just gonna say, be
Up
like,
that check
wait,
total a little
yeah, would you like a
bit.
cocktail instead of a beer?
Yes. Extra side of ranch with
Perfect.
your fries, 75
Yeah,
cents. Yeah.
exactly. Well, you'll have to keep us posted. I'd love to have you back on and see how you do with
Yeah,
it.
definitely. Awesome.
Well, Violet, thank you so much for coming on the show. I appreciate you sharing this with everybody, and we'll be rooting for you. And
Thank
for
you.
all my lovely listeners, you can find our most up-to-date information on Instagram, Future Rich Podcast. And if you'd like to be a guest, we are recording the rest of the summer, and you can apply on www.futurerichpodcast.com. Time for our disclaimer. The opinions voiced in this podcast are for general information only and not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance references are historical and do not guarantee future results. Make sure that you consult with your own legal, tax, and/or financial advisor before making any decisions.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.